This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everybody. Afreilachen. First of all, thank you everybody for coming. So the first most important thing is tonight's Mamash Geshmak Hashir. You know, it's a very, very interesting Inyan. It's very original, very creative, but I think it's a very nice chibur. Okay, so first we want to thank tonight's Shir sponsored by Yeshua Steinberg. Thank you very much for sponsoring. The Rosh Hashanah on him and his mishpacha, Shefa Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Also, the Shurim on Sefer Reishis are sponsored by Dodi Burko, Lefu Shalema, for Ari Tzvi Ben Liba Slava, and Yusfa Tzvi Ben Necha. Okay. Also, the Shurim are now available on TorahAnytime.com and podcast. Yeah, but I can't say it publicly. And also, it's now on Shas Illuminated. Okay.
Who?
Shas Illuminated. Okay. So let's begin. We're going to begin a very interesting Maramakim. The Pasuk says, V'inei Hashem nitzav alav, ayoymar. The Ribbono Shel Olam is standing on a ladder. And what did the Ribbono Shel Olam say? Ani Hashem. I am the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elokei Avraham Avicha. The God of your father Abraham. Lemaisa, Hashem is saying, I am the God of Abraham, your father. Ve'elokei Yitzchak, I'm also the God of Yitzchak. The question is, why, when it comes to Abraham, does it say Abraham is Yaakov's father, even though it's not his father? And when it comes to Yitzchak, who is his father, it doesn't say father. You know, what's up with that? Why does it say it like that, right? In other words, why by Abraham, does it say Avicha, and he's not Avicha, and by Yitzchak, who is Avicha, it doesn't say Avicha. Yeah, it's a good kasha. You know, there's an interesting tshuva in the Chida. The Chida always calls the Chesed Avram, or Avram Azulai, his grandfather. And the question is, he's not his grandfather. He's his great-great-grandfather. So the Chida has a whole maracha. He wrote a tshuva explaining how he has a right to call his great-great-grandfather his grandfather. But here, Avraham is not his father and says Avicha, Yitzchak's his father, and it doesn't say Avicha. So who addresses this question? None other than the Moshe of Zakenim. So you have to be very careful when you say those words to say B'derech Kavod, because it's one of the Balei HaToisvus. In fact, there's once a very Chashve Yid who wanted to be Mechabed the Moshe of Zakenim, and he gave the Sefer to various shuls, including our shul. We have a copy of the Moshe of Zakenim, because somebody wanted to promote the chashivus of the Sefer Moshe of Zakenim. So he asked this question, and he says the Gaval de Gazach, which, by the way, it's kedai if you came to the shir just to hear this vart in raising children. In other words, let's say your kid's name is Yankel. Yankel, how was your day? Yankel, did you get a good mark? Yankel, you're not his parent. You have to say, my Tyra Yankel, my beloved Yankel, sweetie pie, honey, sugar cookie, you know, mamala, papala. You need to give your son a name of endearment, otherwise he's not your son. Says the Moshe of Zakenim, Avraham always called his son, he always called Yaakov, Bini. Bini, in Yiddish, Zinashi, mamala, mamashi, you know, different names. So Avraham always called Yaakov, my son, my son, my son. Oh, you call your son, my dear son, you're his father. But Yitzchak didn't call Yaakov, my son. Yitzchak called Esav, my son. So Yitzchak's Esav's father, he's not Yaakov's father. That's the Moshe of Zakenim. In fact, usual, Roiv, you know, I was here a few minutes, I chapped the rhyme. There's a din in Roiv. The Rajva writes in a tshuva, you should know that the din of Svek Sveika is mitam roiv. The lamdus of Svek Sveika, why is Svek Sveika moitzi midei chazaka? The Rajva says, because two Sveikas create a roiv, and ruba chazaka, ruba adif. But I don't know if it's ruba or it's all the time, that's the Moshe of Zakenim. However, we're going to explore tonight a lamdus reason why it says avicha by Avraham, and it does not say avicha by Yitzchak. This is mamish matana min hashamayim. We come to a Mishnah in the Nedarim. The Mishnah says, let's say somebody makes a neder, I will not get Hana from the Zera of Avram. You're allowed to get Hana from all Goyim, even though most Goyim are from Zera Avram. So in other words, somebody makes a hanah, he gets up. I'm not getting hanah from the zera of Abraham. So you think you can't get hanah, not from the Muslims, not from the Christians, they all come from Abraham. No, you only can't get hanah from the Jewish people. Direct the Gemara, v'iku Yishmael. What about Yishmael? Says the Gemara, no. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Only Isaac's the son of Abraham. Ishmael is not the son of Abraham. Direct the Gemara, v'iku Esav. You should be asur to Esav. No. Ki bi Yitzchak. Only in Yitzchak v'loi kol Yitzchak. Meaning the only people who are considered descendants of Abraham are B'nai Yaakov. B'nai Yishmael. Yishmael is rejected. B'nai Esav is rejected. So now, there's a shaila in halacha. Because in the Rosh Hashanah davening, we say, V'yakeidas Yitzchak lezarai hayoim berachamim tizkar baruch atah. Right? You know that? V'yakeidas Yitzchak lezarai hayoim berachamim tizkar. So the shaila is, we say the Akedah Yitzchak, the Yibam Hashem should remember for his Zera. There's a Gersa that we should add, Lezera Yaakov Tizkar, because if you just say Lezaroi, you might think the children of Yitzchak, and it should be equally remembered by Yaakov's children and Esav's children, right? Because it says the Akedah Yitzchak, Hayoim Barachamim Tizkar. Please take a look at number 9. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Akedah Yitzchak Hayoim Lezaroi Tizkar Kachi Hanuscha Hamefursemes. This is the widespread Nusach. V'hamedaktikim Loimar. Those who are specific and they want to say Lezera Yaakov Tizkar to the descendants of Yaakov. You should remember Mishana Mimat Be'er Shetavu Chachamim B'brachos. They're changing the format of the brachos. V'enu El Atoya. You don't need to say Lezera Yaakov when you say Lezaroi. Zaroi Shol Yitzchak is Yaakov. After all, that seems to be what we learned in the Mishnah and Darim. The Mishnah and Darim says that if you take a neder, you're only going to get hana. You're not going to get hana from Zera Avram. You're allowed to get hana from Yishmael and from Esav. So if you want the Ribbono Shel Olam to remember Akedas Yitzchak for Klal Yisrael, you don't have to say Lezera Yaakov. Perforce, Zaroi refers to Yaakov and not Esav. Okay, so there's a mamish, an unbelievable machlekes over here. Comes Shaul Sechuvas Rivash, and the Shaul Sechuvas Rivash in Siman Lamed Ches says, number 5, that the widespread girsa is the Akedas Yitzchak Lezaroi Hayoim Berachamim Tizkar, and some want to add the word Yaakov, and the Rivash says it's completely unnecessary to add the word Yaakov, because the Mishnah says in Adarim that if you aser hana from the Zera Avraham, you're only aser to Yitzchak, and you're only aser to Yaakov. So if you're only aser to Yitzchak, and you're only aser to Yaakov, that means Esav is excluded from Zera Avraham. So what are you worried about if you say, Yibon Shem, remember the Akedah to the Zera of... Why would you have to say Lezera Yaakov? Perforce, if you say Lezaroi, Zaroi means the Zaroi of Yitzchak is obviously Yaakov and not Esav. It's not necessary to say Yaakov. And therefore the Rivash says, there was a certain Gadol by the name Rav Amram who commanded the Chazan Rav Shloima to take out the word Yaakov, and he's correct. The word Yaakov is completely unnecessary. If you say, God, remember Akedas Yitzchak for his descendants, perforce, the Zera of Yitzchak is who? Yaakov. You don't have to say Li Yaakov, right? You don't have to say Vakedas Yitzchak Lezaroi Yaakov Verachamim Tizkar. Why would you have to say Lezera Yaakov? Zaroi of Yitzchak is Yaakov. Ki bi Yitzchak Yikar L'chazara. Comes the Shaul Sechuvas Ma'arit and he says, you read the Gemara Nedarim wrong. You're making a big mistake. All the Gemara says is the Zera of Avraham is Yitzchak and Yaakov, right? Because God told Abraham, "Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara." Yitzchak's your son, not Yishmael. Yaakov's your grandson, and not Esav. Mi amar el mi. I remember when I was in third grade, the Rebbe gave out a test. Mi amar gave a psukim. Mi amar el mi. So not only didn't I know some of the answers, not only didn't I know any of the answers, I took the paper, I crumpled it up, and I did not hand it in. And I came home with not the best mark on the test. I remember my father sat me down. My father taught me what it means, mi amar al mi. And it helps. They were teaching the pasuk in Yiddish. So if you don't know Lashon HaKodesh and you don't know Yiddish, it's very hard to know mi amar al mi. But then, Baruch Hashem, things turned around a little bit after that moment in time. But so mi amar al mi. Ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazara. God spoke to Abraham and he said, Yitzchak's your descendant and not Yishmael, and Yaakov's your grandson. But Ribbono Shel Olam never told Yitzchak that Yaakov's your descendant and not Esav. God told Abraham, your son is Yitzchak, not Yishmael. Your grandson is Yaakov and not Esav. But Ribbono Shel Olam never told Yitzchak that your son is Yaakov and not Esav. Says the Maharit, the Gzeres HaKosov ki bi Yitzchak yikarei lecha zara is only vis-a-vis Avraham. Avraham's descendant is Yitzchak. Avraham's grandson is Yaakov. Yitzchak was never told Yaakov and not Esav. And therefore, says the Marit, it's correct to say, Akedas Yitzchak, Lezera Yaakov, Barachim Tizkar. Because if you want the Ribbono Shel Olam to remember Akedas Yitzchak for the descendants of Yitzchak, the descendants of Yitzchak include Yaakov and Esav. It's just, says the Marit, I feel you don't have to say Lezera Yaakov for a different reason. Because earlier in the bracha, it's talking about Avraham. It's talking about the Akedah Sha'akad Avraham Avinu, the Kavash Rachamav. So it's going on Abraham. So when it says Zaroi, the Akedah Yitzchak, Lezaroi Barachim Tizkar, it's not going on Yitzchak, it's going on Avraham. And we know already the Zera of Avraham is Yitzchak and Yaakov. So it's not necessary to say Lezera Yaakov because we're not going on the descendants of Yitzchak, we're going on the descendants of Avraham. But if we were going on the descendants of Yitzchak, says the Marit, Yitzchak is Avraham's son, Yaakov is Yaakov's grandson, Esav is not. Let me say that clearly. Yitzchak is Avraham's son, Yaakov is Avraham's grandson, Esav is not Avraham's grandson. But Esav is the son of Yitzchak, says the Maharit. So the Shita of the Maharit is that the Gzeres HaKosov ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara was told to Avraham. It was not told to Yitzchak. Comes the Meshech Chachma and he says, Go'oyne she'en kamayu. You ready for this? So who's talking to who in Parshas Vayetze? V'hine Hashem nitzav alav. Vayomar. God is talking to Yaakov. Ani Hashem, Elokei Avraham Avicha, Yaakov, Avraham is your grandfather. He's not Esav's grandfather, because Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, right? So when the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking about Avraham, Avraham is your grandfather, he's not Esav's grandfather. So we could say about Avraham, he's your grandfather. But I'm Elokei Yitzchak, but I can't say Elokei Yitzchak Avicha, because Yitzchak is not your father, Yaakov. Because Yitzchak is also Yaakov's father. Lefi, the Shita of the Maharit, according to the Maharit, that Avraham is the grandfather of Yaakov and not the grandfather of Esav. But Yitzchak is the father of both Yaakov and Esav. The Pasuk reads beautifully. How? When it comes to Avraham, Avraham is the grandfather of Yaakov. He's not the grandfather of Esav. But when it comes to Yitzchak, Yitzchak is not Yaakov's father only, he's also Esav's father. So it can't say Avicha by Yitzchak. Says the Meshech Chachma, according to Shitas Maharit, the Pasuk reads beautifully. Then the Meshech Chachma offers another possibility. We're going to come back to the Maharit in a moment. It could be, you know why the Torah doesn't call Yitzchak Yaakov's father? Because Yaakov didn't treat Yitzchak like a father. Because Yaakov ran away for 22 years and he didn't honor him. So he's not his father. If you don't honor your father, he's not your father. So therefore, in this pasuk, when Vayetze Yaakov and he's leaving Yitzchak by himself, Elokei, you honored Avraham, you didn't honor your father. Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov's back, it does say Elokei Avi Yitzchak. Amazing. In Vayetze, it doesn't say Elokei Avi Yitzchak because Yaakov ran away from his dad. He comes back to serve his father. He's a tata. Okay, these are the two mahalchim. To teach, to be a remez to the Shita of the Marit, or to teach.
Because it says by Avraham Avicha, so.
So either, according to the Meshech Chachma, it's a remez to this halachic concept of Avraham is only the grandfather of Yaakov and not the grandfather of Esav, but Yitzchak is both, or... Okay.
And why is Hashem telling Yaakov Lochot and then Ulzarah he gave it to Avram?
Yeah, but Avram's not around anymore. So, but which branch of Avram? He's saying to you in your direction. Now, the Meshech Chachma uses this to answer a Paphlodic Akasha. Are you ready for this? Acharei advarim, achar advarim oele, v'ho Elohim nisa es Avraham. The Akedah was a test for who? Abraham. Why doesn't it say, v'ho Elohim nisa es Yitzchak? One second. Avraham gets to go home and sit by the fireplace after and eat chulent. Yitzchak's the one who's being shechted. So why is it a test for Avraham and not for Yitzchak? Says a Meshech Chachma Goinas. Anytime one of the Avos pass a test, it's a zchus that they bequeath to their descendants. If this test is going to be a test for Yitzchak, guess who's going to come, Lotzud Tzayid Lahavi, to try to tap into that zchus. Esav's going to come and say, oh, my tata Yitzchak was tested. I want to reap the zechusim of Yitzchak Avinu. He's my father, just like he's Yaakov Avinu's father. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, not so fast, Esav. You should know, this is not the test of Yitzchak. This is the test of Avraham. You're not related to Avraham. You're related to Yitzchak. The Torah went out of its way. The Ribbono Shel Olam was mafkia the zechus from Yitzchak in order that it shouldn't go to Esav. Because if it would have been to Yitzchak, Esav would have said, he's my tata. But according to the Marit, that Avraham is not the tata of Yaakov, only Yitzchak is. So now Esav cannot claim rights to the Akedah because Avraham Avinu is not the Zeda of Yitzchak, he's only the father of Esav. Avraham Avinu is not the Zeda of Esav, only Yitzchak's the father of Esav. Now, says the Meshech Chachma, what's the Svara? Why Avraham Avinu, why Esav is not the Zera of Avraham? Why would Esav not be the Zera of Avraham? And he would be the Zera of Yitzchak? What's the pshat in the Marit? Says the Meshech Chachma, very pashat. Avraham Avinu was supposed to live how many years? 180 years. He died 5 years early. Why did Avraham die 5 years early? So he shouldn't see Esav go to Har Basra. So who cut short Avraham's life? Esav. Esav, you're going to be considered a descendant of Avraham. You killed Avraham. Because of you, Avraham died 5 years early. So if you can't consider somebody the descendant of someone if that person can't even be alive when you're alive. So the fact that Esav caused the demise of Avraham was mafkia him from being the zera of Avraham. Says the Meshech Chachma, according to what I'm saying, that technically, if Akedas Yitzchak would have been the Zechus of Yitzchak, Esav could have chapped on, based on the Shita, the Marit, that Yitzchak's the father of Esav. Now we understand the tefillah that Chazal instituted. By the way, you ever hear of a tefillah called Vehu Racham? Not before Marav. You know, the Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday is a very long tefillah, you know, that they give you a chance to say about a quarter of it. You know that tefillah? Now this is the one. This is a trivia question. What tefillah is much longer in Nusach Svar than Nusach Ashkenaz? And much longer in Nusach Ashkenaz than Nusach Svar? V'hu Racham. V'hu Racham in Ashkenaz is like, you know, Musaf of Yom Kippur. It's the longest tefillah you can have. In Svar, it's much, much shorter. I don't know how this ended up being the only tefillah that in Ashkenaz got longer. What's
by the Svardim, I think it's even way longer than by the Nusach Ashkenaz.
Yeah?
That's why I use a Sfar Tzidr.
You're telling me. So, anyway. It took me a very long time to figure that out. I davened with my Ashkenaz Tzidr. I was davening in a Sfar Minyan. I could not understand why I was only able to say a third. Seriously. It's longer. It's a good...
Three paragraphs.
Yeah? Okay, but that's not necessary for the seed. I just wanted to make that point. But in Vehu Racham, both Ashkenaz and Sfarad says like this, V'seirah lefanecha akedas yachid Laman Yisrael. Remember the Akedah for Yisrael, as opposed to remember, meaning don't remember, and don't remember it for what? The North Koreans? Well, what's the Nusach? The Seirah Lefanecha Akedah Yachid Laman Yisrael, because technically it was Yitzchak. And according to the Marit, Esav is the son of Yitzchak. He's not the grandson of Abraham, but he's the son of Yitzchak. And therefore, Marv Raboisai says in Meshech Chachma, we understand when it comes to Avraham, Avraham is the grandfather of Yaakov, he's not the grandfather of Esav. But Yitzchak is not called Avicha because he's not just Avicha, he's also Avi Esav. However, most Achroinim argue on merit, namely the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham and the Taz in Simen Tav Kuf Tzadik Aleph say that it's absolutely not necessary to say Va'akedas Yitzchak Lezera Yaakov Tizkar, because not only are Zera Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Zera Yitzchak are also Yaakov. Ask the Magen Avraham, but Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'chazara was not said to Yitzchak, it was said to Avram. So maybe Yaakov doesn't belong to Avram, but maybe he belongs to Yitzchak. So the Magen Avraham says no. The same way he is excluded from being Zera Avram, he's also excluded from being Zera Yitzchak. You know why? Listen to this. So look at number 12. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam told Yitzchak, "V'rabeisi azaracha k'chok v'ashamayim, I'm going to make your children numerous like the stars. V'nasati lazaracha, and I'm going to make your descendants, I'm going to give to your descendants, Iskar Ratzo Yisrael." God is saying to Yitzchak, I'm going to give your Zera Eretz Yisrael, meaning the only ones who are considered Zera are those who get Eretz Yisrael. Did Esav get Eretz Yisrael? No, he got Seir. So once Esav didn't get Seir, didn't get Eretz Yisrael, he's not considered the Zera of Yitzchak either. Meaning, originally, Yitzchak was the Zera of Avram, and Yaakov was the Zera of Avram, and Esav was not the Zera of Avram. But both Yitzchak, both Esav and Yaakov were the Zera of Yitzchak. But then once Ribbono Shel Olam gave Eretz Yisrael to Yaakov and not to Esav, Esav was also not Zera Yitzchak. So the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the opinion of the Taz is the same way Esav doesn't belong to Avraham, he doesn't belong to Yitzchak either. So now the Shaila is, that means Yitzchak is only the father of Yaakov, according to the Taz and the Magen Avraham. So then back to the Moshe of Zakenim's Kasha. The same way it says, Elokei Avraham Avicha, it should say, Elokei Yitzchak Avicha, because according to the Taz and the Magen Avraham, Yitzchak is the father of Yaakov and not of Esav. So comes Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, and he says, even according to the Magen Avraham and the Taz, we could read the Pasuk very beautifully. Because even according to the Magen Avraham and the Taz, Yitzchak is the father of Yaakov and not the father of Esav. So why doesn't it say, Elokei Yitzchak Avicha? Right, after all, Yaakov is designated to Yitzchak and Esav is not. So he brings a very interesting Chiddush HaRim. Chiddush HaRim says, on the Pasuk, V'eila toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, these are the descendants of Yitzchak ben Avraham. You know who the descendants of Yitzchak ben Avraham are? Avraham hoiledes Yitzchak. Whoever are the descendants of Avraham are then the descendants of Yitzchak. The Pasuk is saying the lamdus of the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham and the Taz say, the same way Yaakov is only the descendant of Avraham, he's also only the descendant of Yitzchak. Why? Because you know who the toldos of Yitzchak ben Avraham are? Avraham hoiledes Yitzchak. If Avraham produced Yitzchak, then whoever is a descendant of Avraham is a descendant of Yitzchak. And if you're not a descendant of Avraham, you're not a descendant of Yitzchak. So really, Yitzchak is Yaakov's father, not Esav's father. So why doesn't it say Avicha by Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak being the father of Yaakov only is because Avraham is the father of Yaakov only. Because Avraham Zera is only Yitzchak and Yaakov, Mamela Yitzchak Zera is only Yaakov. Okay, now, I do want to add something that I was advised not to give shir on, but I'm going to throw it out anyway. Somebody said, don't give shir on this. So I'm not saying it publicly, it's not like anyone's listening. Just between me and you. The Zohar said, I'll tell you a question I was bothered by. I really wanted to give shir on it. I asked a few Gedolei Yisrael. Nobody wanted to give an answer. I don't know why. It's a very sensitive question. It's one of the most sensitive questions you could ask. The Zohar says, if you have a tzaddik, and the kid is a rasha, the father is responsible. And it will affect the father's Gan Eden. That's the Zohar. And I'm understating it. So I was always wondering, so what's with Yitzchak? Like what's, I mean, Yitzchak had Esav. How do you reconcile that with the Zohar? I think I sent a letter to Reb Chaim Knievsky. Well, maybe I wanted to. I think I wanted to. But I asked other people. I don't have an answer. According to the Rivash and the Taz and the Magen Avraham, there's a very clear answer. Yitzchak was not the father of Esav. The same way Esav is not the grandson of Avraham, he's not the son of Yitzchak. He doesn't belong to Yitzchak. He kibi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Only Yaakov's the son of Yitzchak. You're responsible for your zera. He's not his zera. I don't know, because some say he's still his ben. He's not his zera.
If it's a metzias issue or it's not, and then how are you going to take that generation into generation, person to person? It's like, where does that end? Where does that go?
We don't have any other instances where somebody was hufka from being someone else's child. I mean, Goresh is ben ha'amah, so Yisrael doesn't belong to Abraham. Esav doesn't belong to Yitzchak. Okay, that's just food for thought. If I wasn't supposed to talk about it, then we never said, ki'ilu lo'i dibarti davar. Fine.
Where's the reason?
Okay, so now I want to share with you something, mamish oyoim v'noira. This is a mamish matan min shemayim. What? Yeah. Yeah.
And became blind.
Yeah, but that was because the smoke, that wasn't a supernatural occurrence. His wives were barbecuing Tavoy Dezar all day. That's what happens. Okay. Marv Raboisai, I want to point out something. We're going to start Lamdush, and then we're going to get to something Mamish Oyem Menoira. It comes out that did Yishmael ever have a chance to be Zera Avram? No. God came to Avram, he said, Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. Yishmael is out of the house. Kick him out. Kick him out and send him packing and don't let the door hit him on the way out. Yishmael never had a shot. Did Esav ever have a shot to be Zera Yitzchak or Zera Avram? L'chayra, he did. Because God never said, Kibi Yitzchak Ubi Yaakov. Be Yitzchak. In Yitzchak. Some of Yitzchak, yeah. Some of Yitzchak, no. L'chayra, it was up for grabs. Who would be the Zera from Yitzchak, which would be connected back to Avram? And at what point was it determined that the Bi Yitzchak is Yaakov and not Esav? I don't know, it doesn't say anywhere. However, if you look in the Rambam, look at number 16. The Rambam says, Mila Avram Avinu was Netztave. And his Zera, not Yishmael, because it says, Ki Bi Yitzchak. Not Esav, because Yitzchak said to Yaakov, V'yitein lecha es birkas Avram. Oh, wow. This is mamish, unbelievable Rambam. This is a bumba of a Rambam. The Rambam says, why is Esav not mitzuvah on the Mila? Because Yitzchak said to Yaakov, God should give you the blessing of Avram to you and your descendants. That implies only Yaakov is a Zera Avram and not Yitzchak. When did Yitzchak say to Yaakov, "Yitein lecha es berkas Avram"? After Yaakov stole the bracha, the brachas. Says Reb Chaim, quoted by the Brisker Rav, that's mashma. First of all, Reb Chaim asks a gevaldig akasha. The Rambam is soiser the Gemara, because the Rambam says Yishmael, Yitzchak and not Yishmael, because it says kibi Yitzchak. The Rambam says Yaakov and not Esav because it says Vitein Lachas Berkas Avram. And if you look in the Gemara says Yaakov and not Esav because it says Be Yitzchak V'loi Kol Yitzchak. So the Gemara says Esav's excluded because it says Be Yitzchak. And the Rambam says Esav's excluded because Yitzchak told Yaakov, you're going to get the Berkas Avram. Says Reb Chaim, there's no stira. Be Yitzchak means not all of Yitzchak. Had it not said Be Yitzchak, you would have thought all of Yitzchak's descendants are Zer Avram. Be Yitzchak says not all of Yaakov's descendants. Which one's not? When Yitzchak told Yaakov, you get Berachas Avram, you and not Esav. Says the Brisker Rav, that means, until that fateful day, Esav could have gotten up in the morning, and he could have served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he could have made himself Zera Yitzchak. And then Yaakov would have been excluded. Meaning, who would be Zera Yitzchak until the fateful day that Yaakov stole the brachas was up for grabs? You hear that? You hear Reb Chaim's Chiddush? Yishmael and Yitzchak, it was not up for grabs. It was Yitzchak and not Yishmael. But it doesn't say who from Yitzchak. Esav could have taken it. Yaakov could have taken it. When did Yaakov get it? When he stole the brachas.
What happened on that day?
So when Yaakov stole the brachas... Why that day? Like, I mean, Yitzchak was about to die. He wanted to confer the brachos. Probably that meant he wanted to determine who the Bi Yitzchak was. But that's mashma that before that day, it was not clear who the Bi Yitzchak was. Now,
he was going to give the bracha
to Esav.
No, he was going to give the bracha to Esav, but he was still going to give the bracha to Yaakov.
No, that's not what we're saying.
He said he would.
No, he didn't.
Before he stole it, he was destined to give the bracha to Esav for the land and everything. But the
Ruchni is
he was
going to
give to Yaakov.
Maybe yeah, maybe no. But who the Zera Avraham would be, it was going to go to Esav. It could have gone to Esav. That's what the Reb Chaim is saying. It was up for grabs. It was up for grabs. So I want to say the following. Mamish, very interesting. We know that throughout history, as big of a Rasha that Esav was, there's always something that he has that we're very scared of. What is that?
Kibud
Avim. When Yaakov's returning to Eretz Yisrael, Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid, Tosfos says, he was afraid that Esav had this chus of Kibud Av. The famous Medrash in the Yalkut Shemayni, that Rav Shimon Gamliel said, I don't come to the hundredth of the Kibud Av of Esav. Esav, when he serves his father, he puts on a tuxedo, he puts on special begadim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I don't serve my father, I serve my father in regular begadim, and I put on nice begadim when I leave. I don't even come to the toenails of Esav in Kibud Avim. And you remember the one of the classic shiurim was, the whole zuchus of Amalek is what? Kibud Avim of Esav. The only way we could counteract that is someone who can match Esav and Kibud Avim. The only thing is nobody can match Esav and Kibud Avim. So who could match Esav and Kibud Avim? Somebody who never did it and wanted to do it, namely who? Esther Kien La Avim. Remember that shir, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz? That somebody who wishes they could have done a mitzvah and doesn't have the opportunity to, it's Chishev Lasis Mitzvah Venena. So the only way Esther could overcome Haman is Esther never saw her father and mother. In fact, I had an amazing visitor, Matzah Shabbos. I had his chus to Rav Eitan Feiner came over. So we're discussing the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. He told me a chiddush nifla, and I wanted to use this chiddush nifla to explain something Rav Aaron Leib Steinman said, and then to explain this whole episode. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman had the following statement. Why is it that in 2020, parents... often, and you could say it both ways, live much longer than they ever did in, you know, hundreds of years. To the extent, Rabbi Aaron Leib says, you have grandparents who are taking care of their elderly parents. You never had such a thing, right? I think, you know, Baruch Hashem, our generation, many people grew up with grandparents. Our parents' generation, they didn't have grandparents. They didn't know what grandparents were. But nowadays, you see there's a phenomenon. Grandparents are taking care of their elderly parents. What's going on? That never happened before in the history of Klal Yisrael. Says Rabbi Aaron Leib, because Mashiach's about to come. And the only way for Mashiach to come is we have to defeat Esav. And the only way to defeat Esav is through Kibud Avim. So Ribbono Shel Olam gives extra opportunities for Kibud Avim in the end of days. That's Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. You could say the opposite, because sometimes people don't have the opportunity to mechabed Kibud Avim. You have, unfortunately, a situation People don't have that opportunity, so then you could say, like Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, that if you don't have the opportunity and you wish you could, that's an even higher madrega of Kibra Va'im. Okay, you could say it both ways. So I'm thinking to myself, why is it that Kibra Va'im is such a big zuchus that it literally lasts Esav until the end of time? Like right now in 2020, more than 2,000 years. I mean, how long ago did Esav live? Esav lived in the year, 2000, right? What? 3,000? No. Esav lived in the year 2200, right? Avram was 1948. So Esav is 2,200, something like that. So we're talking, 2,500 years, 3,500 years ago. So you're telling me Esav brought his father a piece of steak, and now 3,500 years later, Hashem's making people live till age 100 to counteract that schus. Why is Kibraim such a big schus? Furthermore, when Yaakov Avinu came in with that meat to serve to his father, Vayarach Esreach Begadov, what did Yaakov Avinu smell? Vayishak Loi, Vayarach Esreach Begadov. Says Rashi, he smelled Gan Eden. I understand. Yaakov Avinu is learning Torah all day. It doesn't say Yitzchak walked into the Beis Medrash. Ah, Shmeck von Gan Eden. I don't know. Beis Medrash doesn't always smell that way, right? But what exactly? Why Yaakov is learning Torah all day long? It doesn't smell like Gan Eden. One day he brings in a steak. Ah, Gan Eden. I mean, Yaakov Avinu probably had zechusim in his life. It never smelled like Gan Eden. The years that he waited.
His intent of not being able to do Kibbutz the name, same thing like Esther.
Right, we once said that from the Chassam Sofer. Because otherwise, how Taryag Mitzvah is Shamarti, right?
Right.
So that's a different angle. Very good.
Which
good.
Rabbi
I'm going to tell you what Rabbi Feiner told me. I'm not up to that yet. Oh, so that's one shot. Yismach Moshe says, very good. Yismach Moshe says he smelled Gan Eden. How did Yitzchak know what Gan Eden smelled like? Because he was in Gan Eden. The question is, why Dafka now does Yaakov smell like Gan Eden? He was learning Shev Shmaitza for 24 years. He didn't smell like Gan Eden. Now he brings in a piece of steak. All of a sudden he smells like Gan Eden?
That's why we use the apple on Rosh Hashanah.
Right, stay tapuchim. So Rav Feiner told me an amazing maramakam, I never knew, that there's a sefer Alehi Goyoin that quotes Reb Shimon Schwab, it's not in the Me'ein Beis HaShoeva, that Reb Schwab says something incredible. That when Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden and he sinned, he defiled the whole world. He defiled man, he defiled animal, he defiled the trees, the fruit, and he defiled all the mitzvahs in the Torah. We can't really do a mitzvah in its full glory because it was defiled by Adam Rishon. There's only one mitzvah that when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, he didn't defile. No, that's the sense. He didn't defile the scent of smell. That's the Ben Yisachar. There's only one mitzvah he didn't defile. Kibud Avim, because he didn't have parents. So there's only one mitzvah that retains its original scent of Gan Eden that was never impugned by the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Now, Rabbi Feiner wanted to put it together with a different main at Beis HaShev, and then I'll tell you what I'm doing. The main Beis HaShoeva says, why did Yitzchak love meat so much? He loved Esav Kitzayin Befiv. Yeah? Well, Yitzchak loved barbecues. The answer is, he loved the fact that Esav so excelled in Kibud Avim that it infused his food with the Reach of Gan Eden. And now when Yaakov is coming in, he mamish smelled Gan Eden in the highest form because Yaakov is basically risking his life to listen to his mother. That's the reason why Yitzchak smelled Gan Eden when he came in. Now we could say like this. You ready for this? So that's, I want to say, Pshad in
the Segev itself, right?
The Rashi said, that what?
It was handed down.
Right, that we once discussed that, right? From Nimrod and from and all the way back.
Where is the Kibbutz Av Em for Rivka? He never gave any Kibbutz to Rivka.
Kibbutz Av, he was a Kibbutz Av guy.
Not Kibbutz Av Em.
You know, Al Pi Roiv.
Rivka knew he was a phony.
Aviv Avar Hashkeni, V'imoy Omer Hashkeni. You have to listen to your father. But so listen to this. I want to say, why is Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman, what's the lamdus that until the end of days, we have to worry about the Kibud Avim of Esav? Why does Kibud Avim have such a long shelf life that we have to counteract this Kibud Avim? The answer is like Rav Schwab is saying, because Kibud Avim is the one mitzvah that was never downgraded, it was never impugned, it was never ruined by the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. It's on the Madrega of Adam Rishon Koydem Achet, and therefore it's something that lasts forever, and it's something we have to reckon with. Now watch this. I want to say, B'siyata D'shmaya, that Yaakov Avinu was a very smart goyin. Yaakov knew that he did not compare to Esav and Kibud Avim. Rav Shim Gamliel, after all, said that he couldn't compare to Esav. Even Esther, we don't find that Esther was able to tap into the zchus of Yaakov's Kibud Avim to counteract Esav. Esav was Mekayim Kibud Avim, B'shleimus, nobody ever matched him. But Yaakov has a chap, an ein fal she'en kamayo. Yaakov figured out a way to impugn Esav's Kibud Avim. You know how? Because if Esav is serving somebody, but he's not the zera of that person, that's got to be a pagam in his Kibud Avim, because this is not his av. Yaakov knew that the nevuah to Avraham is ki bi Yitzchak ikari l'chazara. Yitzchak's the son of Abraham, but now the question is, who's going to be the son of Yitzchak? It's either me or Esav. If I can successfully be the Zera of Yitzchak, causing Esav to be pushed away from Yitzchak Avinu, then it's true, whatever chesed he does is mamish beautiful chesed. It's very nice. But l'chayra, it's lacking in kibud av. Not in the service, not in the quality, but in the identity of the parties. So I want to say, part of the kavana of Yaakov Avinu in stealing the Bechayra is this was Yaakov's way of undermining the Kibud Av of Esav. In fact, I have a wonderful friend in Flatbush, Reb Velvel Finkelstein. And a few months ago, somebody told me I have to get the Sefer, Rapduni B'Tapuchim. Who's Rapduni B'Tapuchim? The brother of Reb Asher Arieli. You ever see the blue Rebbe Kiva Egers? You ever see the blue Rebbe Kiva Egers? Like there's a Rebbe Kiva Eger on every Masechta. He wrote the blue Rebbe Kiva Egers. And Rebbe Velbel was telling me, you got to get the Sarm of Shom Arieli. And then I came across Rabduni B'Tapuchim. And Rebbe Velbel sent me Rabduni B'Tapuchim. And in one line, I think he's saying this idea. He brings a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that La'asad Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward Yaakov Avinu. And Esav's going to put on a talis over his head, and he's going to sneak in, and he's going to sit among the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to grab him and kick him out. Ask Rav Shlomo Arieli, what in the world is Esav doing in Gan Eden? How do you get into Gan Eden? But we know the Rambam says, if you ever are Mekayim, one mitzvah b'shleimus, you could be zoicha for perfect Gan Eden. So Esav's taina is, look, I am the epitome of Kibud Avim. I belong in Gan Eden. So says Rav Shlomo Arieli, it could be though there's one pagam in the Kibud Av of Esav, and that is, if according to Rav Chaim, he could have been the Zera Yitzchak. He lost it. Look in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in number 16 is that V'yatsa Esav Sharei Yitzchak Amar LeYaakov. V'yitein l'chos berkas Avram, meklal shehu levadoi zar shel Avram. Only Yaakov is the zar of Avram, hamachzik bedoso yuvedarko yayishara. Only Yaakov who follows the straight path of Avraham is the descendants of Avraham. Esav removed himself from the zar Avram. Is that kibud avim? To render yourself not the zera of Avraham and Yitzchak? That's got to be a chesaronim kibud avim. Furthermore, Rav Arieli says, it could be the fact that he's not the Zera of Yitzchak makes it that his kibud is not kibud av. So I just want to be maisif. It could be part of the kavana of Yaakov in stealing the brachos is it was not just to get the brachos, but by getting the brachos, he got v'yitein l'chos berchas Avram. He was madche Esav from the home mishpacha. Now Esav has to go get Har Seir. And now we only have to reckon with, you know, like an impugned Kibud Avim. But just imagine if Esav would be Zera Yitzchak. That would be a kibud avim we would never be able to deal with. Okay, Mar Rabbeisai, just a few thoughts on the these inyanim. So back to the ranch, we have a few pshatim, why Avraham is called Avicha, and Yitzchak is not called Avicha. Either according to the Marit, because Yitzchak was also the father of Esav, or according to the Magen Avraham and the Taz, Yitzchak was not the father of Esav, but only because Yaakov was a descendant of Avraham and Esav was not. Or according to the Moshe of Zakenim, is because Avraham called Yaakov a Lashon of Chiba, and Yitzchak didn't. Mar Rabbeisai, but this is quite an amazing idea, that there's an element of Kibud Av that retains its pristine form of Adam Arishon Kaidem Lechet. So in a way, even though the biggest mitzvah on the Torah is Tama Torah, and that's why Yaakov wasn't punished for the years he was learning and he was not Mechabit his father, but there is also an inyan that Kibud Av is sort of the one mitzvah that was never downgraded. Okay, Rabbeisai, have a great night. Thanks for coming. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.